Robert Jordan explained the process of homesteading. He had never thought of it before as an agrarian reform.
That is magnificent, Primitivo said.
Then you have a communism in your country?
No, that is done under the Republic.
For me, Augustine said, everything can be done under the Republic. I see no need for other form of government.
Do you have no big proprietors? Andres asked.
Many.
Then there must be abuses.
Certainly, there are many abuses.
But you will do away with them?
We try to, more and more, but there are many abuses still.
But there are not great estates that must be broken up?
Yes, but there are those who believe that taxes will break them up.
How?
Robert Jordan, wiping out the stew bowl with bread, explained how the income tax and inheritance tax worked.
But the big estates remain. Also, there are taxes on the land, he said.
But surely the big proprietors and the rich will make a revolution against such taxes. Such taxes appear to me to be revolutionary.
They will revolt against the government when they see that they are threatened,
exactly as the fascists have done here, Primitivo said.
It is possible.
Then you will have to fight in your country as we fight here.
Yes, we will have to fight.
But are there not many fascists in your country?
There are many who do not know they are fascists, but will find it out when the time comes.
But you cannot destroy them until they rebel?
No, Robert Jordan said. We cannot destroy them, but we can educate the people so that they will fear fascism and recognize it as it appears and combat it.
Do you know where there are no fascists? Andres asked.
Where?
In the town of Pablo, Andres said and grinned.
You know what was done in that village? Primitivo asked Robert Jordan.
Yes, I have heard the story.
From Pilar?
Yes.
You could not hear all of it from the woman, Pablo said heavily. Because she did not see the end of it. Because she fell from a chair outside of the window.
You tell him what happened then, Pilar said. Since I know not the story, let you tell it.
Nay, Pablo said. I have never told it.
No, Pilar said. And you will not tell it. And now you wish it had not happened.
No, Pablo said. That is not true. And if all had killed the fascists as I did, we would not have this war. But I would not have had it happen as it happened.
Why do you say that? Primitivo asked him. Are you changing your politics?
No. But it was barbarous, Pablo said. In those days I was very barbarous.
And now you are drunk, Pilar said.
Yes, Pablo said. With your permission.
I liked you better when you were barbarous, the woman said. Of all men, the drunkard is the foulest. The thief, when he is not stealing, is like another. The extortioner does not practice in the home. The murderer, when he is at home, can wash his hands. But the drunkard stinks and vomits in his own bed, and dissolves his organs in alcohol.
You are a woman, and you do not understand, Pablo said equably. I am drunk on wine, and I would be happy except for those people I have killed. All of them fill me with sorrow.
He shook his head lugubriously. Give him some of that which Sordo brought, Pilar said. Give him something to animate him. He is becoming too sad to bear.
If I could restore them to life, I would, Pablo said.
Go and obscenity thyself, Augustine said to him. What sort of place is this?
I would bring them all back to life, Pablo said sadly. Everyone.
Thy mother, Augustine shouted at him. Stop talking like this or get out. Those were fascists you killed.
You heard me, Pablo said. I would restore them all to life.
And then you would walk on the water, Pilar said. In my life I have never seen such a man. Up until yesterday you preserved some remnants of manhood, and today there is not enough of you left to make a sick kitten. Yet you are happy in your soddenness.
We should have killed all or none, Pablo nodded his head. All or none.